We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Luke chapter 17. We'll begin reading with verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, but behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Now we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're doing a series on it. And I wanted you to see what Jesus said concerning the people that demanded of him that he would tell them when the kingdom would come. And he said, "You're looking in the wrong place. The kingdom of God will not come on the outward surface where you see it, where you know it. But he said, the kingdom of God is within you. That's where the kingdom abides." Now, in some of the other sessions, we read you where Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And he said, pray this way. Pray that the kingdom of God would come, that the will of God be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, that is the will of God, that it be on earth as it is in heaven. Now, sometimes people get the idea that the problems and the things that we go through in this life is designed of God to make us stronger and to make us more like Jesus or make us appreciate something. They have always got something to say about it that doesn't agree with the Word of God. But you see, Jesus said, pray that the kingdom of God come and that the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, let me tell you something about this kingdom. The kingdom that he's referring to is the kingdom that's set up on the inside of you, came on the day of Pentecost. When you were born again, God set up his kingdom inside you. Now, if you analyze the word kingdom, it just simply means a domain. When a king reigns over a kingdom, he has a certain domain or a certain area that he rules over. So God's kingdom is in the hearts of men. That's where he rules. Now, God doesn't rule over your body. The kingdom of God from within is where God has dominion. You didn't have to be saved, but about 10 minutes ago, you found out that God didn't have control of your body. But it's through the spirit realm that God ministers to you. And the Bible says that God reveals these things to us through his spirit. Now, the Bible doesn't say that God's spirit bears witness with our body that we're the sons of God. It says God's spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the sons of God. So when we talk about the kingdom of God, we're talking about the kingdom being set up in the human spirit. Now, there's two or three schools of thought about it, and some say that they don't believe that the human spirit is the same as what the Bible calls the heart. Personally, I do believe that that's what it refers to. Now, here we have the thing that Jesus said about the kingdom. He says the kingdom of God won't come with observation. He said, you're looking for me to set up a physical, literal kingdom here on the planet Earth. And in fact, there's arguing about who's going to be the greatest in that kingdom. And one of them wants to sit on his right hand, the other on the left. And he's saying, you got it all wrong, fellas. He said, the kingdom of God's going to be within you. Now, certainly, we know that the Bible does teach that the kingdom of God will be set up in the new Jerusalem and the new heaven, the new earth. In fact, heaven is coming to earth. You know, sometimes we get to singing about when we all get to heaven. Well, don't get so excited about heaven. You don't be there long. You coming back to the earth. Well, actually, I guess you would be in heaven because heaven's going to be moved to the earth. So God's going to move his throne to the earth. So Jesus is teaching the disciples and trying to get some things over to them. He said to Peter one time, he'd been preaching pretty strong there in the 6th chapter of John. And he said, you're going to have to eat my body and drink my blood. If you don't, you don't have any part of me. And all the people around got mad and went home. And he turned to the disciples and said, y'all want to go home too? And about the time he thought they never would get it, they got it. And Peter said, "Where would we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So, some of the things that Jesus said, they never did understand until he arose from the dead. Then they remembered his sayings. But now here we have the very emphatic statement that Jesus said the kingdom won't come with observation. It's not a matter of you sitting on my right hand or on my left hand in that kingdom, but he says this kingdom is coming within you. Now, we read in one of the other sessions, let me remind you of it, in Luke the 12th chapter, we found where Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So God gave us the kingdom. And then we found in Matthew the 6th chapter where Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." He says, don't seek after things. And I think this is the point that we need to dwell on some, because if you're not careful, you find yourself seeking the thing instead of seeking the kingdom that produces the thing. Now, I know it's easy to read that, but it's hard to do it sometimes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, the things that he talked about was clothing, food, and all the things that they had need of in this life. Now, we make a mistake when we decide that that is what we're going to seek after. And that doesn't mean that you should just go through life just happy-go-lucky and not ever make any plans or not ever plan to get a job or anything. You know, just going to live by faith. Someone said, "Well, I'm going to quit my job and live by faith." Listen, if you can't live by faith with a job, you're going to starve without it. You're supposed to use your faith on the job. So it's a matter of us doing what Jesus said to do. If you're going to seek the kingdom, first you'd find out where it is. Well, we found out where it is. The kingdom of God is within you. Now, this is where God reveals to us direction. God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. God reveals things to our spirit. Now, let's go over to the 13th chapter of Matthew. Jesus is teaching the disciples. Let's read from verse 3. "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured it up. So some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth." Now I want you to notice here, he says the fowls came and devoured some because it fell by the wayside. And then he says some fell on stony places, and because there was no deepness of earth, it sprang up. In other words, one of the Gospels says it sprang up immediately. Now, being a farmer, I can understand what he's saying here. If you plant a seed real shallow and it comes a little shower, that seed being close to the top of the ground will get wet, and the heat will cause it to sprout much quicker. It'll come up much quicker than if you plant it an inch or two deep. But what happens is the very thing that Jesus says here in the next verse. "And when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away." Now he's talking about the word of God being sowed. Now when we get down here to where he interprets this scripture, you'll be able to understand it better. He's talking about sowing the word of God. "Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them." Now, we need to understand that when you're talking about, and now realize in this parable, Jesus is talking about sowing the word of God in the heart. That's what he's referring to, the heart of man. Actually, he's talking about sowing it in the kingdom. If you're born again, he's talking about sowing it in the kingdom. Now, I know by law of double reference, and because it means many different things, he could be talking about sowing God's word in an individual to get them saved also. But if you're born again, this parable could mean to you that you're sowing the seed of God's word in the kingdom to produce, or in the soil. See, you realize he's talking about four different conditions of the soil here in this parable. Now, it's all the same Saul, but there's four different conditions of that Saul. And as you get into it, you find out that he said only one produced fruit. And that was the one that heareth and understandeth it. Now see, it's important that we understand some things. Just because we hear it and we're glad for it, that's not good enough. We need to hear it and understand it, then it'll bring forth fruit. That is the only type of soil, or the only soil that brought forth the fruit, was the one that received the seed, understood it, and brought forth fruit, some 60, some 30, and some 100-fold. So thank God the Word of God will produce. Can you say amen?
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, this week our offer is a video offer number 7859. It's a single DVD for $20 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $24. It's entitled The Will and Principle of the Kingdom. I believe this video will give you insight into the will of the kingdom and how to operate in the principles of the kingdom. Did you know that the scripture says, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And then Jesus taught concerning the kingdom of God. Now, the principles of the kingdom is how to operate in the kingdom of God. When you study what Jesus taught concerning the kingdom of God and the operation, the principles and the laws of the kingdom, see, there are certain laws that govern the kingdom of God. In the world, people say, well, seeing is believing. But in the kingdom of God, believing is seeing. You must believe it before you can see it. God told Abram, said, "I'm going to give you everything you can see." That was a literal land, of course. But you see, our promised land today are the promises of the new covenant. And if you can see it, get an image of that in you, then you can operate in it and you can be fulfilled in your life. You can make a demand on the provisions of the kingdom. Now, in Matthew's gospel, the 13th chapter, Jesus said, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, then cometh the wicked one," or Satan, "immediately to take away the word out of their heart." Well, that's Mark's gospel. Mark records it that way. But Jesus, in Matthew, the 13th chapter, says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not." Makes a difference when you understand it. Satan can't steal it if you understand it. When you understand that, you'll be able to make a demand on the provisions of God. You're not demanding of God. He's already given these things. You're making a demand on the provision, much the same as you make a demand on your bank account by writing a check. You have to make a demand on God's provision through the principles of the kingdom, and you call for them, and they come. That's offer number 7859 for a total of $24. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.